Hello everyone and welcome this morning to our Nativity Sunday. So if you're wondering where all the kids are, they're all dressed up in the hall, raring to go and getting excited for showing you what they've been practicing for the last few weeks, nearly a month. I've just got one quick announcement to make. On Saturday, this Saturday, if you've got a good set of pipes on you and love singing, at 3 p.m, James Hutchinson is going to be doing some carol singing and there'll be song sheets available outside the church on Saturday at 3 p.m. So if you've got a good set of pipes on you, you want to start singing, getting your voice ready for Christmas Day, come on Saturday at 3 p.m. to do some carol singing and James will have some song sheets ready for you. So that's Saturday, 3 p.m. Great. I'm going to invite Sebastian up because he's one of the only children and young people who's in here at the moment to come light our third Advent candle. So during the service, at the first time we're going to ask you to stand to sing, and then the last time we're going to ask you to stand and sing the carols. But during the middle, the songs in the middle, during the Nativity, we're asking you to stay seated and sing along with us. Our first hymn is number 306, and it's O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Thank you. Good news. We all like a bit of good news. Good news comes to us in different ways, by text, email, Facebook, even by letter, though not so much nowadays. How did news travel way back in time, especially special news such as the birth of Jesus? Angels. Angels brought the good news.
No need for you to be bored. You can help those little ones practice their instruments. I'm sure they could do with the help.
I really don't fancy that. Have you heard them? They are pretty bad.
And you two are the perfect heavenly choir?
Well, maybe not perfect.
Quick, shh, listen.
Gabriel, I have a very important mission for you. Are you listening?
Yes, Lord, I'm listening.
There is a young girl in the village of Nazareth I want you to visit. You will tell her that she has found favor with the Lord and will give birth to a son, the Messiah.
Aw, lovely.
I understand.
This young maiden is engaged to be married. Her future husband will be confused and upset and even angry, but you must tell him that all will be well. Do you understand?
Yes, Lord, I understand.
Go now, tell her the good news.
Oh, at last, a job. Can we come?
Well, okay then. You two can come, but stay well out of the way. Just watch and learn. You'll get your turn too at some point. Meanwhile.
So Gabriel and the other two angels set out to do the job God had asked them to do and made their way to Nazareth.
Thank you.
Mary, do not be afraid. I bring you good news. You have found favor with God.
Me?
Yes, a baby boy will be born to you. He will be the Messiah.
But how can it be? I'm not married.
This has happened by the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid.
Oh, whatever God's will, it shall be done.
That was easy. We could have done that.
Well done, Gabriel. Angels, it is not quite as simple as you think. The young woman's husband-to-be will find this very difficult. You must go to him and tell him that all will be well. He must still take Mary as his wife.
Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She has found favor with God. She shall give birth to a baby boy, and his name shall be called Jesus. That was a difficult one. I hope you learned from it.
Oh yes, we did. Not easy.
So all was well with Mary and Joseph. Now due to a census, all men had to go back to their place of birth, so Joseph had to return with Mary to Bethlehem, but by this time she was heavily pregnant.
Thank you.
meanwhile, in the land of Persia, three wise men were observing the heavens. They had discovered a bright new star. In those days, an event like this usually meant a great thing was about to happen, such as the birth of a king.
We should follow the star and see where it leads us. Come on, let's pack up and leave.
There you go. That's your job.
That poor wee wise man is getting all the stuff to carry. That's a real shame.
Yep, just like us. Always left to do the boring stuff.
Can we tell them about the baby?
Not at the moment. Not yet.
As the wise men thought the new star heralded the birth of a king, they followed it. They ended up at King Herod's palace. Herod was not a nice man at all. He was surprised to hear the wise men talk about a new king. He knew nothing about this, and no king had been born in his palace.
When you find this newborn king, will you come and tell me so that I too can go and worship him?
Yes, of course. So the wise men agreed and continued their journey to find the new king, following the star.
Gabriel, I have another mission for you.
What is it, Lord?
King Herod is a nasty man. He is a jealous king and will wish to harm the baby.
How should I do that?
I have an idea. Why don't you tell them how horrible Herod is and about his plans? Maybe they could go home another route and not go back to him.
That's great. He won't know where to look for the baby then.
That's a good idea. I'll have to do this on my own this time.
Oh, no, please, can we come? Why not? It was my idea.
You'll get your turn soon, I promise.
So Gabriel visited the wise men in a dream and told them to go back home via a different route after they saw the baby.
Thank you.
Mary and Joseph had made their way to Bethlehem. When they arrived, they were very tired, and Mary was about to give birth. They tried to find somewhere warm to stay, but all the inns were full because of the census. Eventually, a kind innkeeper allowed them to stay in an outhouse. There were animals in the stable. A manger was prepared for the baby to sleep in once he was born.
Well, the baby Jesus has been born and we've done nothing.
Yes, it's such good news and we haven't told anyone yet. I wonder who will be the first to know.
Go to the shepherds in the fields. Tell them the good news. Tell them the Messiah has been born.
Just me, Lord?
I think this is a job for all of you.
Looks like the angels got their wish and became the heavenly host of angels visiting the shepherds. But the poor shepherds were terrified when they saw the bright light and the host of angels.
Don't be afraid, as we bring you good news.
Today, a new
king
has been born. You will find him in the cloud, in a stable lying in a manger.
The shepherds did as the angels had said and found baby Jesus laying in a manger, just as was said. Our story doesn't end there. The three wise men had continued to follow the bright star, and it was now above the stable. As they entered, they were amazed to see the baby in the manger and knew this was a special baby. They each presented their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and worshipped the new king. The three wise men returned home by a different route, just as the angel had instructed them. Herod did not learn of the birth of the new king, and the baby Jesus was safe. The angels were not needed to spread this amazing news now. The shepherds and wise men helped with that. Soon the good news spread all over the land and through time, and today we continue to celebrate the good news of Jesus' birth at Christmas.
Thank you.
Children, can you sit down, please? Good morning, church. When the children were performing, I was just wondering whether this should not be the conduct of worship rather than having boring sermons every week. Once again, welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to this Nativity service. I'm sure you will all agree with me that the children are absolutely gorgeous, are they not? Let us put our hands together for these children. And all of them were brilliant in their performance. I would like, on behalf of the congregation, to thank Sarah and Chris and their team of leaders for preparing these children. Please let us put our hands together for them. But if the children refused to be prepared, they would not be doing what they have done this morning. So I think we have to be more thankful for our beautiful children for their performance this morning. Can you clap for yourselves, please? Clap for yourselves. Well done. These are the future of the church. And when they do perform the way they have done this morning, it gives us hope for the future that is sure to come, even though we don't know how it is going to come. So let us continue to pray and to thank God for them. But now I also want to thank all of you, all of us who have behaved ourselves so well, sitting quietly and listening to the children. Can we clap for ourselves? And I am grateful to God that I did not need to preach today. Can we bow our heads in prayer? Let us pray. Faithful and ever-living Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, we give you thanks for your goodness to us. We bring ourselves now before you and our gift of money. Bless this money, O Father, for the use of the gospel in spreading your word throughout the world. We thank you for the hands that have given. Bless and replenish the sources. And continue, O Father, to give us wisdom as we journey in faith with you. Father, we thank you so much for our children and for this nativity service, for the ways in which each one of them have played their roles. We thank you so much for your wisdom upon their lives, for your special grace and blessings. And we ask, O God, that you will continue to work your miracles in their lives. Help our children as they grow in faith. And may they continue, O Father, to be a shining light in a dark world. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those who've come to this church this morning to worship you. We know that each one of us have come with our different problems, seeking answers to our questions and our hidden challenges. We pray, O Father, that you will listen to us and hearken to our prayers. We pray especially for those who are unwell. Heal them. For those struggling with any form of anxiety, bring settlement to their hearts and peace which passes all understanding. And Father, we also pray for the events of the world. We continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel and in Palestine. We ask, O Father, that you be with the world leaders as they struggle to settle the conflict in the Middle East, that they will find lasting solutions to the problems. We pray also for Ukraine and for the war there that has been persistent. Father, may wars cease and may peace reign in our lands. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Just want to say thank you to all the children and young people. Let's give them a round of applause again. Well done, guys. Did really well. I am so proud of them, and I'm sure all you are too. Now, it's only 8 days till Christmas, believe it or not. I'm sorry if that shocks you, but some of our children and some of our families won't be here next week on Christmas Eve, so we thought we would sing Happy Birthday to Jesus, because it's only Christmas, only 8 days away. So I'm wondering if you can join in with us. Same tune. Slightly different words. Shall we give it a shot? Yeah. Shall we give it a shot?
Yeah.
Oh, one more time. Shall we give it a shot?
Yeah.
There we go. So let's sing Happy Birthday, Jesus.
We have a final hymn, and we will ask the congregation to stand as we sing that hymn, Joy to the World, the Lord is Come. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.
Thank you.
you.